President Trump is coming up on 100 days in office, in case you haven't heard. He'd recently said that mark doesn't matter while pushing to get things done before it arrives on Saturday. Yesterday, President Trump issued an executive order to review national monument designations made by past presidents that could potentially open up some of that land to and water to oil and gas exploration. Another executive order on offshore drilling is expected in the next day or so. And today, key advisors and officials are meeting to discuss whether Trump should make good on his campaign promise to withdraw from the Paris Climate Agreement. So where is President Trump on his energy and environment pledges? Lee Patterson is a reporter with Here and Now contributor Inside Energy. Hi, Lee.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
So weigh in first on this meeting at the White House. Obviously, you don't know what's going on behind closed doors, but we know there's a split. We know that Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Trump's son-in-law, the top advisor Jared Kushner, are in favor of sticking with the Paris Agreement. EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt has publicly said he wants the U.S. out. Energy Secretary Rick Perry wants it renegotiated. What's the thinking on that intra-Trump administration squabble?
There are, of course, reports that there's some serious disagreement at the top of his ranks of advisors on what to do. But I think there are two key events coming up in May that will likely force him and everyone else to make a decision. First of all, in May, envoys are planning to meet in Germany to hash out details of the Paris Climate Accords. And then also in the month of May, the G7 meeting, the group of seven leading economies, they're meeting in Italy in May. And it's expected that those leaders will likely push him strongly on the issue. So that could be the time at which there is finally a decision made. And I think the key point here is that Trump has started the rollback of many environmental and climate-related regulations. And that in and of itself will make it very hard to meet the CO2 emissions targets set out by President Obama, whether or not the U.S. pulls out of the Paris Climate Accord.
And this is why some within the Trump administration are talking about recutting the Paris deal to sort of lower the pledge of reduced emissions, which everybody says is pretty much impossible. All the countries involved with the Paris Accord want people to meet the emissions cutting standards, not reduce them. But you make the point about President Trump rolling back some regulations. Let's listen to some of the promises that he made on the campaign trail.
Here is my 100-day action plan. We're going to rescind all the job-destroying Obama executive actions. Including the Climate Action Plan and the Waters of the United States Rule. Okay? Remember that. We're going to save the coal industry. We're going to save that coal industry. Believe me, we're going to save it. I love those people. These are great people.
Okay, so Lee Patterson, pick up there. He pledged to roll back the Climate Action Plan.
Yeah, sure, he did. And it was a couple of weeks ago that President Trump signed an executive order at the EPA headquarters, flanked by coal miners on either side of him. He actually told them at one point, I'm going to put you back to work. You're going back to work. And it was in this event that Trump signed an executive order that primarily targets Obama-era climate change regulations. And the biggie here, of course, is the Clean Power Plan. That was a signature piece of Obama's climate change agenda, and it would have limited emissions from coal-fired power plants and, of course, would have forced the shutdown of many coal-fired power plants. It also included, several executive orders related to climate change. It would have lifted the federal coal moratorium. And many of these actions are more symbolic than anything else. But I think what that symbolism really is a potential rebalancing of U.S. energy and environmental policy.
Well, when you say it's symbolic, many of these jobs are not coming back because they've already been automated. Many of these coal plants are not going to reopen because the market is moving in another direction.
So, just one more important point, and I'm going to quote right now a woman named Sue Kelly. She's the head of the American Public Power Association, which is a trade group representing utilities. She was speaking at an event a couple of weeks ago about utilities under Trump. And I think this quote is telling. What Sue Kelly said is this. Frankly, we've already set our course. Trump will create changes on the margins as we look at our portfolio of assets. Longer-term trends dictate what we do, and the industry doesn't turn around on a dime because of changes in Washington. Mm-hmm. And so I think that is it's some really important context when we talk about kind of the flurry of executive actions and executive orders in these first 100 days.
Well, I'm reminded, too, that this week a dozen major firms, Shell, BP, Walmart, PG&E, sent a letter to President Trump urging him not to abandon the Paris Climate Change Accord. But on the other hand, the National Mining Association Board of Directors voted Tuesday for a withdrawal from the climate agreement. So again, it's like, you know, the markets seem to be pulling in another direction.
Exactly. And this, so much of this comes down to markets. And really, that is the price of natural gas, the price of coal, and the planning that utility companies already have in place that really looks out decades in advance.
Lee Patterson of Here Now Contributor Inside Energy, thank you.
Thank you.